Blog Talk Radio.
Power of Three, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing. I am your host, Rose Fulhar, Psychic Medium Rose Fulhar, Spirit Healer, along with my beautiful fellow host, Akashic Record Reader and Numerologist, Master Numerologist, Fiona Miller, and Medium and Spiritual Healer, Vivian Auburn. So before we get this Party with Spirit started today and bring these lovely ladies on, I want to give the call-in number. This show we will be taking calls the whole show long. There's really no topic. You set the topic, okay? So the number that you need to call in is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And press the number 1 on your keypad so that we know that you have your hand up so that we can take your call. Also, you can chat with us on Psychic Talk on Facebook, right? You just see our banner and you go to the comments below and make whatever comments, ask whatever question you might want to ask. So let's get this Party with Spirit started. Let's bring Vivian and Fiona on. Ladies, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
That's Hello. Wonderful. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Hello? Okay.
Hello.
It was cutting out there for just a minute there, and I just wanted to make sure you were both there. Okay, great. We're going to have fun today, right, ladies?
Yes. Looking forward to the
sure.
show.
It's all
and
about
me too.
The callers.
It's all
yes.
about the callers. And you know what else it's all about? It's all about the numbers, right? Let's do a number of the day. Fiona is a master numerologist, and she's amazing, and she's been doing this on every show. So we're going to let her do her numbers today, and we're going to see what the numbers have in store for us. So without further ado, Fiona.
Well, today is May 22nd, 2018, so when I add the number up, which is 5 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8, it equals to number 20 and then slash 2. So it's really, today is about spiritual awakening. Number 20 is about spiritual awakening. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is that when we have gained the realization of spiritual things, our personal consciousness is ready to blend with the universal consciousness. So it's when we realize our oneness with God, we then can have our unity with all humanity. So it really is about our state of consciousness that we have, which allows us to mentally grasp the real world. And then our attitude is actually reverse to what most people are thinking and what they're thinking. And that's why it's hard for a lot of people when they step into this world of what we're doing, they feel very segregated because most people, the regular part of people have not made that shift to that universal consciousness. But it's just people to realize things are shifting, things are changing, and it's about us all spiritually awakening. And it's not to push people to spiritually awaken, but today is offering the energy for those that are ready to make that step. And it's for the rest of us that are already have arrived, is to be with open arms to understand those that are going through that shift and awakening at this time. So, and again, even if you look at the date today is that 22, it's also a it's a master number. And so again, it's about those twos coming around, and the twos are really about your relation. It's about relationships with other people, and that partnership. So again, how do we relate to others, and how do we accept others? And so again, how can we work with others? So it's not always about ourselves. It's about working with others and allowing them to feel accepted, no matter how different that they may be. So that's all I'm going to say with the number. It's a spiritual awakening number. It's the number 2, but it's the number 0, which is that relationship with the divine. And we all have divine protection on this day. So just, and I will say again, because a lot of people will, the number 20 in the tarot is the judgment card, which really is the ability to judge the truth from the false. So again, it's being ready to hear the actual truth, where a lot of people aren't ready to do that. So we don't, again, don't stand in judgment of others because they're maybe not there yet. And that's okay. It's just being okay, but being open to really receiving and accepting where everyone's at. Because we're all at different spots on our journey, because there is no right, there is no wrong. But, yeah.
Totally.
So that's
agree.
Really all I have to say with today being a 20/2 day.
That's so neat. And, you know, I'm listening to Fiona, and as usual, I always do on the Friday shows, as Fiona's talking about the number today or just before the show starts, the guides usually say, okay, bang, they just send me a message about today and that. And you know the song, well, it's not really a song. It's kind of a little like a spoonful of honey makes the medicine go down. You guys remember hearing this song? It's
yes.
Very old.
Yes. No, I've heard it. That was on, what was that movie?
Mary Poppins.
Right. There you go. So
yes.
You saw how, you know, and what I was getting when Fiona was talking, and it relates a lot to what she's saying, is life is how we take it. So we take it with love. The guys want really, whatever you got, take it with love. So think that a spoonful of honey. So whatever you're faced in your day, you think of it as is that take it with love. So take whatever it is that you're being, even, and they're showing me whatever that is bugging you, and just saturate it with love, and then take it. Take it only with love is what they want to tell you today. So, yeah, take it with love. So that's what
beautiful.
They want me to say that. Yeah, spoonful of honey. Mary Poppins. Yeah, Mary Poppins,
yeah.
And how she flew with her umbrella, right? When I'm thinking of Mary Poppins,
yeah.
So that, you know, you're going to be flying high. You take it with love. So
that's
so
why,
funny,
you know what? That's beautiful, because, you know, I was going to say that at the end. It is funny how spirit brings stuff to us, but really, that's why it is a party with spirit, because you just never know, right? You never know how they're going to throw something at you, or, you know.
And it's so much fun, right?
Yes.
It does.
It makes it so exciting.
And you know,
we work together.
And you know, it's so neat,
yeah.
Because when it's something coming out totally out of the blue, you guys will agree that, you know, that, like, where did this come from? And that's how they throw it at us, so we don't have to think about it, because when we think, we're not in spirit, right? We're not with spirit, so it just
right.
has to come through with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they throw
that.
Some crazy stuff at you, you know. But usually that crazy stuff, the crazier it is, the more it connects with the person that you're reading. That's what's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that's what they want to get through to you, and you just need to expand upon it, that's all. Our spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A I just really
but, yeah.
Well, and
also.
The wonderful thing, though, with even what you're saying, again, that number two is really about is being the mediator between two disagreeing parties. So it's to be able to stay in that central zone of being able to take two parties that are in different spaces in reality and to negotiate to bring them to a common ground. So it really is. Yes, it's a beautiful number, but again, it's allowing yourself to stay in that state with the divine to be able to negotiate. I always kind of call that kind of the Buddha zone. I need to stay in my Buddha zone to do negotiation.
Lily and I used to call it no mind.
The what?
What is it?
No mind. Yeah, exactly.
No mind. Because this
yeah.
was not thinking of anything, you're just allowing, right? You spirit, and so it's no mind, because when you think, you go right back into, you know, the physical world,
right.
You know, so we called it no mind, and I used to joke and say, yeah, we're out of our mind.
Yes.
But that's the truth, that's what a medium is a mediator, right? Is that middle
right.
point in between that takes that message, you know, that receives it and then gives it to the sitter, right? So that's beautiful.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. I love that. I love the way you explain that, Fiona, you know. But, yeah, so that's actually, you know, I did a big psychic fair this weekend, ladies. It was a big one. It really turned out amazing, right? And, Lily was supposed to be there, but she couldn't make it. Lillian Suarez, if anybody's listening, yes, if they know her. But she was supposed to make it and couldn't. And it turned out to be a wonderful psychic fair. And, you know, I noticed something. You know, I do multiple things, okay? I read cards. I'm a medium. I look at the aura of people. I read palms. And I'm also a psychic and then also a medium. And I do read tarot cards, and sometimes that's what people want. They want a card reading, right? So I was doing a card reading, and I noticed I'm always drawn to the numbers. You know, I really am always drawn to the numbers because I look at the card, and I'll see the imagery in it, and then I'll feel what I feel, but then I look at the numbers, and boy, do they just – that's just some advice for people out there. Always pay attention to the numbers, no matter where they are. That's another way spirit definitely comes through. So I think
and what they're on.
Fiona.
You know, it's
yeah.
funny you're saying that, Rose. And you know, I never thought of that. And what they're on. So what they're actually being shown on, if it's on your,
yeah.
you know, even what they're shown on, you can even go deeper with the numbers with what they're being shown on. So this is so neat.
Exactly.
You just can...
yeah, people think, you know, I think Dax had mentioned, Dax is our promoter, a producer. I think he had mentioned one time on a show that, you know, I was listening to the Tarot show, whatever Tarot show that was. I think it was Mary Brown. I'm not sure who it was that was doing the show. But actually talking about how you every modality is connected. And it is. You know what I mean? You can take one modality and lead into the next, you know, and it's that's just the perfect example of how that works. Because if I were to read cards, I think that's what, you know, if anybody really honestly can read cards, I'm going to tell you right now they can. Anybody can do mediumship if they do enough work, if they put enough work and recognize how to do it, right? And they have the courage and they surrender. Okay, I have to say that. But, you know, so you look at those tarot cards and you're like, okay, when I read a tarot card, you know, I am putting that intuitive side into me. What do I feel about this? What am I getting, you know, psychically from this also? You know, not just the number, not just the image on the card, but that makes for a good reader because anybody can pick up a card and say, okay, this is what that means because they've memorized it out of a book, you know. But you have to add those other modalities in there to make it good. It's kind of like your aura soma. Fiona.
Right. Yeah. It's how you interpret it. I know I look at the bottles And even the girl that showed me, she said, wow, you look at things so differently. But she said, that is how you interpret it, because I use the bottles of the Orosoma because they speak colors, and colors speak to us. It's a language in its own that our intuitive,
exactly,
or actually our subconscious mind actually knows how to read and understand it. So if I put their numerology code, because I'm finding sometimes the written word is too much and overwhelming for people, so lots of times I will just set the bottles out for them to read their own numerology code. And I said, here's your code right here, and their subconscious mind will read it. I really don't have to say anything to them, and they will be shown. So again, it's a different way I know about it, just because I've taken the sacred geometry and whatnot. So I do have different understandings, but everything is all intertwined. It's all intertwined.
Yes. Spirit is
yeah.
spirit, right? So all that
yeah.
information in the Akashic records and the higher knowledge that we can all access, right? It's not just,
right.
you know, you limit yourself when you stick to one thing. I really think you do, because, you know, there's so much to you that
yeah.
you could bring out in many different ways. But anyway,
yeah.
I got off the subject, but I know we have to take some callers, but I want to repeat that number first, okay? So the number to call in is 714-816-4628, and press 1 to let us know that you want to talk to us, okay? So, okay, without further ado, let's move on to some calls, ladies.
Okay, so the first caller is area code 856. Okay,
hi.
Hello.
This is Laura.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Kimora in New Jersey, is that what you said, Kimora? Laura. Okay, Laura, thank you. I need to turn on my hearing aid. hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. How's the weather there?
Rainy and cold.
Oh, no. It's actually beautiful and sunny here, but really, really hot. But, so, okay, what question would you like to ask us?
Well, I'm looking for a job, and I had a phone screen today around 11:30. With the hiring manager, and she had to end the call at 11:45. She only spoke with me like 15 minutes, but she told me I would be hearing from somebody by the name of Amy in the next 2 days. Do you
yeah.
see me get this job? How do you think it went?
I think yes. I think they've seen you as a potential, you know, I see you getting the job, but I see that you'll be working very closely with someone else. Right? So I think they see that you can be good for the company. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I was just curious.
So it'll be working together with somebody. It won't just be working alone. For a while, it'll be working together with somebody, because I feel like you're going to be partnered up with somebody else. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, I would have to be working within a group of people
right.
for this company. And I was asking her
a lot
of
It's the right fit, in other words. You get what I'm saying? It's the right fit.
Yeah, so how do you feel I would get along with this person that I spoke with on the phone today?
I'm going to ask the ladies if they're getting anything first on your first question, and then we'll go back to that one. How's that?
Okay, because this is the person I would be working for.
Ladies, what do you feel? You feel she's going to get this job?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to pop in and say, if she said okay, she obviously didn't spend the time with you, but she's going to get somebody else to talk to you. I think you've made it in through that first door, so you've made it there. The only thing that I'm picking up from you is, what is your hesitation? What are you feeling? What did you pick up that you've even got this hesitation?
Well, yeah, so I thought it was rather abrupt the way she ended the call. And if she only had 15 minutes to speak with me, she should have started off with that and let me know. Because I understand she's pretty high up in the company and she's probably very busy. Or,
right.
So it's either that, which means she's rude. And
well,
abrupt.
Some people are
or
all busy.
Or it means that
honey.
She didn't like me. I don't know.
Yeah, some people
well,
are
I
all
think,
busy.
No, it wasn't about
no,
her.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't about
no.
her.
No, so what I'm getting is that she's, because she is, she'll, you know, and that's what I'm getting. She's high up. So now she's referring you because now, so it's up to you. So the thing is now I want you to focus on, is it, do you want to work with this person? Are you okay then with working with this person? Because that's where we need to go. Obviously, you were taken back. With the abruptness, how she did it and whatnot. That's where we need to go. What are you picking up? And what do you feel is not going to be right for you? So, again, you've got to look at yourself and what is it that you need from the job. And maybe it's a pointer for you to grow and expand yourself. This might be the opportunity of a lifetime for you. But you're going to have to learn how to negotiate and how to play in with these people. And it's sometimes once you get in the door that people all of a sudden will break down and say, wow, you'll get to know her better. Because you have to realize how many people then does she go through to get to the person that she needs to work for them.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I want you to check in your own frame of mind and where you are coming from. And when this Amy does phone you, I want you to know I'm going to be on top of my game.
Okay, good.
So
good.
I really want
I'm
you
assuming,
to look at. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was assuming that maybe Amy was going to set up a face-to-face interview next. I'm not sure
right.
if that's going to be the case or not, but I would think. Unless Amy's going to tell me they've gone on to somebody else and they decided to go with somebody else. I don't know.
But see, again, you're already putting out the energy to them.
Oh.
What I'm trying to say to you is you need to come up like you're confident and, you know, hey, I respect that, you know, you're a busy woman, that she had to cut you off. What are you lacking in your own needs that you're feeling so insecure?
Well,
this is where I want you to go.
Yeah. It's just, I guess because I'm wondering if I were to work with her, how the relationship would evolve, if it would be somebody that I could.
Well, that's
I worry
what I said
about.
Earlier. That's what
yeah.
I said earlier, is you're working together with this person. So I think you two are definitely going to form a partnership, you know, and you will work well together.
Okay.
You just, as Fiona was just saying, you're assuming that things aren't going to be good, and you don't want to put yourself in that energy because that's, you know, she's right. There's some kind of fear in you that makes you fear that you won't live up to that lady's standards. There's something in you that you're feeling insecure about. And it's not her. She and Vivian said that too. Beginning to say I heard her say it's not you. Didn't you hear her say that?
Not.
It isn't you.
It's not. Yeah.
She's very much into the business part of it, and it's not about you. You know, there will be a partnership there. I do feel that. So Fiona and Vivian are right too. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I feel like a good impression
yeah.
on her. That.
You know what, Laura? There's such you know that it's so awesome that you called and we're talking the number of the day. It always fits in, always has. And the minute when you started talking, I picked up this tremendous pressure on the chest and the stomach and that, and I had to disconnect to see who is it from and that. That actually, it had nothing. The reason she had to cut the call short had actually nothing to do with you. nothing at all.
Uh-huh.
But and so that I understood it. And then it eased off. But then the guys always work with me this way because I'm a feeler in different ways, of course. But then I reconnected with you and I made a realization. And it's often, we often, especially when something's so important as like going for an interview, going for a job, that right away, because of that, and it's normal. Don't get me wrong, Laura, it's very normal. But I want to use this as a teaching tool as well for many callers out there. And you're not the only one. I think 90%, probably 99% of people do this and not aware of it. So right away, actually, you took on, the minute you started talking, I felt the pressure on the chest and the stomach. You've actually picked up on an anxiety and is this about me and that. And we do that all the time. We do that. But you know what? And the good thing about it, this wasn't at all about you. The reason she had to cut short had nothing to do with you. And I won't share the reason because it'd be her call, right? But what I want to tell you is that it's so important that everybody realizes, not just Laura, all of us, probably 99% of us out there, that when we go do something, we disconnect. And the disconnecting is actually you can cross your arms across your shoulder, just disconnect like you would cut a rope to this situation.
Yeah.
Because actually, Laura, what happened then is you kept that emotion and anxiety of, okay, well, why did she have to end the call short? So then what happened with that started an energy that wasn't suited for you. It didn't fit you at all. So when that happens and the energy is not yours and it's not suited, but you put it onto yourself, that's when you felt the pressure on your chest and the anxious in the stomach, which anybody would feel about getting a job, but then you took on more than you had to. More than you had
yeah.
to. Does that
and
make sense to you, Laura?
Yeah, I do. You know, I really appreciate your saying that. You're
and
right.
The reason I'm, yeah, and the reason I'm saying that is because I want you to clear it now. Because if you can clear that and because you're still holding it within, so I want you to just, and anybody can do this, you just close your eyes, and you know, because sometimes you don't think of it, and you go, oh, man, I keep thinking of that. And it's kind of like a thought runs through your hand. Was it because she didn't like what I was saying? Was it because that she's not interested? She has to put it to somebody else? We have all these, like our self-thought goes round and round, and we all do this. Laura, you're not the only, we all, like I say, 90% of people do this. The best thing you can do when you're thinking of that and can't get away from it because it's not a positive thought, right? It's always like, and it's not useful for you, and it's not healing. It's just to disconnect. Like I say, just pretend you're cutting cords or rub against your shoulders and just think of it and just let it go and that. And with you today, because it's a little bit deeper because it was a few days there, so I want you to just, all I want you to do is close your eyes and you think of it. They're showing me a brilliant yellow light. And you think of the sun, how it just rays out and just bring that right into your heart and just let it flare out. And when I say things like this, like people say, well, I can't see the sun. You say, I'm putting the sun, I'm bringing it to my heart, I'm just letting it flare out to release any thoughts and beliefs that are not serving me now. So what you've done now, you basically opened the door now to the energy. So you're not holding on to that stagnant energy that wasn't yours actually, but it was because of our fears. And your fears are very normal when you're going through it. Very normal. I know exactly what you're talking about and that. So now, and then you're going to bring in a beautiful energy. And then that, and you'll have a different idea how, because you know our thoughts go to the people as well. So the thoughts you want to go out to the interview or who's going to call you is, oh, yeah, I'm ready. Call me. I'm on fire, right? And then the sun will bring you on fire as well. I'm on fire, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think, and I already feel you clearing, and I think you will do well. And you have a beautiful voice that vibrates confidence as well. So do not forget that. Everything will fit how it's supposed to fit. So that's the energy. And when we read energy, I just had to make sure that was clear so then you can you get all that you deserve. Okay?
I so appreciate that. I really do. Thank you very, very much. I really
You're
needed
very
that.
Welcome. You're very welcome. We all do sometimes. You're not the only one. That's why I love these moments
right.
where we can all learn, right? Because Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you
Thank
so much.
You.
Thank you, Laura, for phoning in.
Bye.
I'll put you on. Yeah. Keep listening, and we'll put you on mute. Okay. You know, the guy just pushed us. When there's one, right, girls, we just have to.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, these call, one caller, you know, people sometimes don't get through to the phone. But if you're listening, it's always, whether it's on replay, it's always for you. It resonates what feels right to you, right? And don't you agree? Sometimes we hear things, you go, oh, that makes a lot of sense for me.
Well, that's the way spirit right. works. That's, you know, even when you're doing like a platform, that message is going for one person can be for two or three or four people in the audience. It's always a lesson in learning. It's always Spirit teaching us, and that's exactly what happened here, because every one of us could elaborate, and we were all basically getting the same thing, but different views of it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that Spirit covered all aspects with that, right? So I think that's beautiful the way that works.
The power of three, right?
The power of three, that's right. And, you know, I just looked down at the clock, and it's 12:30 here.
Okay.
Get it? 3:3
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, it always, there's always signs. Got to just pay attention. And, you know, that's another thing, too, I want to say real quick, and I wanted to say to her, is, you know, you don't want to, that's evil when we're thinking of the past, because it's a fear of the past. And like Fiona was saying to our caller there, you know, you really have to have confidence in what you're doing. And you can't be thinking about, you can't take on, like you said, Vivian, you can't take on other people's energy. You know, you just have to think positive and move forward. And by her thinking of that she wasn't going to get along with her, the worker or the lady, because the lady cut her short, that was nothing personal, and she should not have taken on that energy. And
but it's normal for us to,
It's all
normal to do that.
It's ego. Because we've experienced that in the past. And when you experience it in the past, you automatically hold on to that and bring it into the future. And that's why living in the present is the best thing to do, right?
Yes. You have to,
Okay. So I think that was beautiful. So, okay. You can bring on another caller now, Vivian, if you'd like.
And the next caller is Wahali from Washington State.
Wahali!
Hey, guys. How are my ladies?
How are you?
Hello.
We're good. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. my concern is career today. I'm not sure where to go with that. I have a course that I'm putting together for shamanic journeying, but I'm not quite sure if that's going to pan out, and I don't know whether to continue with that or just let it go.
Well, I do have something for you, but I'm going to let the ladies go ahead first because I took the first caller, right? So, Vivian or Fiona, would you like to take her call? Or would you like to answer her question?
Okay, so, go ahead, Fiona. Okay. Go ahead, Fiona.
No, you go ahead. I always just step in. You go ahead, Vivian.
So, Wahali, you were saying, I only caught half of what you said. You said you were getting, you know, the guides are just telling me, again, the last call, you're, because I know the last time when you were on, it was such, where you were living and you were having, you know, the issue there. And you did a lot, and we talked about it, and you did a lot of healing with us and that. And it all worked out, right, Wahali?
For the moment, yes.
For the moment. Oh, that's good. It's always
for
the moment,
moment,
right? That's good. Well, I'm glad. That's good. You sound a lot stronger now. So I just wanted to say that it's good to hear your voice, and that worked out perfectly for you. So for the moment. But you know what? We'll take it for the moment. So that's good. You know, you're asking about a course that you're developing, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
A workshop? Okay. And it's interesting because I was pulled to When I set up for the, I use different cards. Sometimes I use none. It's just how it goes. But sometimes they'll actually make me do the placements of a card a little bit different. And the deck for the romance card, they're on the side. So they're up and down in the side. And the guy just pulled me to that deck. And I want you to remember it's on the side. So it's not straight up, straight down. And there, and what it, the card is trying to say, you know me, I don't read the cards the same. Rose always giggles.
I know. I'm giggling in the background because I just love the way you see things. I'm sorry, I'm getting the cut in there, but that's funny.
And the big word is the card. I'm going to tell you the card, Wahali, because you're very intuitive. You're a great healer and shaman and everything. And the card is keep an open mind. Remember that, so that the card is is not straight up and down. So the words would be on the side. So when that is said, I already know you have an idea what that means, and they're saying yes, you do. But because you're on the air, obviously the listeners are going, well, what is he going to say, right? they want you to reply. And there's you're flying high. So there's a picture in there, and you're flying high in the card. So you're flying high. But the problem is you're not aimed the right direction. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Your aim is not in the right direction. So what that means is just they want you to take a look at that course again. Take a look at that course again and aim it in the right direction. So you're looking at your target audience. You need to aim it at a different direction.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
I think so.
So they just want you to, it's almost like, you know how we look at things in one way? And me, I always look at things a lot of different ways, but it's always good to look at things a different way. And in this case, your question was definitely about, you know, what you're planning on this workshop. They want you to take a look, bigger picture, and then they want you to broaden the direction you're going. Because, you know, when you're driving on the sideline, you're going to get there, but it's going to take a lot longer. They want you to go right straight for it. Understand what
okay.
I'm saying?
Yes,
okay, so they look at the direction you're going with it is what the message is there. Go ahead, Fiona.
Well, what I wrote down right away is for you also to do this course. So what are you feeling, you know, so insecure of? And also I want you to recognize what your self-talk that you've done to yourself that you're starting to bring up.
Yeah.
So I want you to write down those words of where am I feeling insecure and what is the self-talk that's making me insecure?
Okay.
Because once you recognize those issues, you're going to be so much stronger in even helping others to overcome those fears. And you've got many different aspects of different modalities that you can bring in to recognize those issues.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I think that's even what Vivian is saying is coming at from a different aspect. Because
okay.
You're going to come up, I think what's going to happen to you, and I can see this in many ways, it even if you approach it in a different way that Vivian's talk about, until you address your own issues, because you're stopping
mm-hmm.
yourself. And so
yeah.
so this is what I'm also hearing is no matter what happens, even if like Vivian is saying to approach it differently, but if you even do, you can do soft launches of what you're putting out. Your soft launches are going to actually show you maybe some problems with where you're going. So I want you to look at there is no failure because you're always going to learn something.
Right.
We have this big issue about failure. Sometimes the biggest failure is actually your biggest learning curve that you'll ever go on, and you'll be able to see something. And that's where your strength is going to be for you. And I think that's exciting for you. And it's to believe in yourself and trust. You're going to put things out there, but you're going to learn something. And they're going to show you. So it's not a failure. I'm going to read this. And I don't know, I don't know where it is now. I've got it on my phone. I took a picture and I'm going, they're just showing me, okay, I've got to go into my pictures. Just let me, because I took this. This was at my chiropractor's office, and I hope I have this in here because I thought this was a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you know when you're trying to find something and it's like, okay, where is it? I know I'm holding up things here for people. Darn it. I need to post this out and actually, I'll have to print this out and so I have it. Because it's about those, oh, here it is, I think it's right here. So, if you fail, never give up cause, because fail means first attempt in learning.
Yeah.
Then it goes on to say, end is not the end. In fact, E-N-D means effort never dies. If you get no as an answer, remember N-O means the next opportunity. So this is about positive thinking.
Yeah.
So it's your first attempt. So fail actually means first attempt in learning.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a learning process.
Yeah.
So there is no failure.
Right.
So I think I'd like you to really.
There's so much going on right now with finding a place to live and wondering if I'm going to be able to stay here. And this is so in my head, but at the same time, it's overwhelming because there's so much else on the plate, and I don't know whether to go for this or not.
Well,
you know, that's the whole thing. Should I just wait, or should I do it?
Can I step in there?
Sure.
Yes. I want to tell you, honey, that you have worked hard to get to where you are, right? And I really feel like this is the time. You just, Fiona is right when she's saying that you're holding back. You're again, like the previous caller, you're thinking of all the things that could go wrong, and you're not thinking on a positive note. You have to think on a positive note. You know, to get what we want with the law of attraction, we have to actually focus on what we want, and we have to feel good about what we want. We have to do that self-talk to bring ourselves up to the same vibration as what we want. If you're thinking negative, you're not at the same vibration and you're not going to attract it to you. But I will tell you right now, the universe is fertile for you. It's open. It's waiting. It's already created. You just have to step into that energy. So you need to quit thinking negative about it and think of all the great things that connect you with it. All right, and it'll come to you. All right? Because we get stuck in that, again, like the previous caller, in the ego of the past and what's happened to us in the past and, you know, all our failures and things like this. And you know, that's not true. Those are in the past. Leave them in the past. Live in the present. What's going on now? Yeah. You know what I mean? How can you make it better? Talk yourself into all the good that is connected to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I hope that helps you, honey, and we really need to move on because we got a lot of other callers and we got some announcements we need to make right now. But thank you again for calling. We've missed you, and you're beautiful, okay? So
thank you.
Good luck with that, and just keep that energy high, all right?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right,
honey.
Love you,
honey. Bye. Holly.
Love you.
Be listening. Awesome.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So, Vivian, you want to give us the upcoming shows, lady?
Okay. So, tomorrow, May 23rd, it's a Tarot Insider Show. That's with your host, Dr. Carlisle, and his guest co-host, Mary Brown. And they have a special guest, and they're talking the founder of Tarot by Naomi. So, she has a Facebook group, and it's Naomi Corbett Kelsey. And that's on at 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. UK. On Thursday, May 24th, on the Soul Sisters Show, that's with your hosts Sue Shoemaker and Ann Anola. And they're talking about healing yourself and others, discussing different healing modalities. And, of course, they're taking your calls and comments, questions, and free meeting readings as well. And that's 12 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. UK. On Friday, May 25th, on the Goddess Guidance Show, that's your host Shakti Devi and Neki Aleo. They have a guest, Sarah Flez. It's Flaz, Flaz. Let me make sure I say it right. Continue. They're discussing. They had the first part of Sacred Spaces of the Goddess last week, and that you can also still listen to the replay at www.psychictalk.net. Just go to past episodes. And you can listen. So they're having part two the coming week here on Friday is part two, and that's with the guest. They got Sarah Flaz, and they're they're on at 11 p.m. Eastern. So they're actually an evening show. So that's a nice. A one evening show we have in 4 a.m. UK. And, of course, they're taking your calls and questions and free meeting readings as well. On Saturday, May 26th, is the Psychic Saturday Show. And that's with your host, Dax Carlisle, and, again, Mary Brown.
And they started talking about the royal family and the wedding. It was the same day as the royal wedding. So now they were doing more about what's happening with it on the psychic level and that. So they're continuing with this. They're doing the psychic spin on it as well. And they're even going to be talking about Harry and Meghan's neurology and all that. So that's on Saturday, and that's 2 p.m. Eastern. And they're doing free meeting readings as well. On Sunday, May 27th, it's the Caressing Your Soul show, and that's with Natalie Anderson. And she's talking about surrender, how to get out of your own way. That's always a good one. And that's 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. On Monday, May 28th, it's a network party show, and I guess it's Memorial Day. And so that means all the hosts that can make it are there. So you get a whole bunch of hosts, and they're taking, of course, your calls, open lines, and free meeting readings. And that's at 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. So next Tuesday, you're back with us, the Power of Three Hope, Wisdom, and Healing show. And we're going to be talking about past lives. What's life got to do with it? And, of course, taking your calls and free mini readings. And that airs 10 Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern. So, and the same for all the shows. You go www.psychictalk.net for upcoming shows as well as the past shows as well to listen again. Okay? Thanks, Rose.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I can't wait till that next show. It's going to be fun.
It's a great lineup
of shows. That's wonderful. Yeah. Lots of information and lots of healing. I love the new network. I'm loving all those great shows that we have and all the healing it's bringing. Okay, so we can take another call now.
Okay, this caller is calling through Skype.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Maybe they aren't calling through Skype.
Well, usually Skype shows up as just one, as ones, and there's no area code.
Yeah.
It just shows up as ones, yeah.
Right.
Maybe she had a little bit of trouble. So I'm going to just put you back on mute if you can hear us but can't talk to us, and then we'll come back to you after the next one. Okay. So the next caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 920.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
Pretty good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Amy, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin? How can
we
help you today?
Well, I've had quite a few challenges recently, but I'm doing pretty good, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, not so good. But at any rate, I'm just wondering, career-wise, I've recently interviewed for a position. I'm really hoping I get it. Do you see that I'm going to be getting that position?
It's all about work today, isn't it, with everybody? It's funny how that all connects, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Again, it's a partnership. It's a partnership. So I think working together with others. And I do think that, again, you're spiritual, so I do see, this work you're looking for is spiritual, right?
Well, I think, you know, in the short term, I still need, you know, something that I can work at. But, spiritually, eventually, maybe. I mean, that may be a consideration
and thing
to work towards, but
right, you could possibly do two things at once because that's how most of us get started. I'm full time medium, and I quit every other job that I have in order to do it, and I trusted Spirit, and Spirit has led me, and I'm doing wonderful. So I think it's whatever you feel in your heart and whatever focus you put that on as to what you get. And that's what I'm saying, the spiritual side of it there. I think it's in your heart to do something spiritual. So when I say that, I have to ask you, what is it that you love to do that you lose all track of time in your heart? I mean, lose all track of time when you do it.
There's so much now recently. I love relating with other people.
So you love connecting with other people and doing like a counseling kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So I really, this is, I teach people how to find their purpose. And I really know for a fact that when we believe in ourselves, when it comes from our soul, and we have a passion for it, we tend to put our energy in that. It's easier to put our energy in that and actually draw those kind of beautiful things to us. So, again, I'm going to ask you a question. What did you want to do when you were 8 years old?
When I was 8 years old?
Yeah.
I wanted, for real, I wanted to grow up to be an angel.
You wanted to
wow.
help other people, right?
I want what?
You wanted to communicate with other people. You wanted to
yeah.
help other people. You wanted to communicate with other people. So you see how what we are born with, we already know our purpose. We already know this, and we're born with that. But as we grow older, the society and our, you know, even our parents, churches, whatever, those institutions actually try to convince you that that is not a practical way to go. But it is the way of the future.
Yeah.
And really, honestly, I think when we go from what's in our heart, we attract that beauty to us.
Mm.
Right? So you have to have your job, whatever it is. See, I think part of the problem is you don't really know what you want to do. And I think part of the problem is, you know, you don't know where to put that focus. And you have to focus on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what you want.
Well,
right. So,
you know, you're speaking of this, and I just, you know, signed up with somebody to learn more psychic development, and I do like writing, so I'm thinking about writing. You know, so, you know, I am focusing towards that, and it's like school on the side. Any moment, it's like I'm trying to do this every moment I have, when I don't have to be responsible for, you know, working and things like that. But I do have to, you know, maintain a household too. So it's definitely something I'm working towards.
As
far as, you know, a position I recently interviewed for these.
With the caller before you, I hate to cut you off, but with the caller before you, right? They actually said that, you know, you need, first of all, that's the past you're living in. That's the ego mind telling you that you have to do things this way and you have to do things that way. And you know, I see beautiful potential in you. And you could expand that. What you're meant to do is very spiritual. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I get where you're saying you have to survive. I get it. I did it for years, okay? I did it for years. I struggled against my gift for years, and I worked a job that I actually could not stand, many actually, before I got to the point to where I am. So sometimes, yes, that's a stepping stone, but what I want you to do is focus on what you can bring out within yourself. I know that
mm-hmm.
you have to have a job. If you go, you can align yourself with it. And what I mean by this, if you can find a job, say, as a counselor somewhere or doing some kind of counseling, that's still going to teach you what you need to do, and it's still going to keep you going in the right direction to where when you can do a completely spiritual job, you know what I mean? That's going to be easy for you. It's going to be all set up. You get it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So start applying for something that fits that passion within,
mm-hmm.
whether it be, you know, doing some kind of counseling, whether even, you know, it's so funny because you could be a hairdresser and counsel. You could be a bartender
mm-hmm.
and counsel. You know, I did it for years. So I think that still fulfilled, I love those jobs because they fulfilled that need in me to help others. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
right.
It doesn't necessarily have to, it, each one of those jobs is a stepping stone to who you are. You're going to eventually get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So look for those jobs that have that aspect of what you want in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I understand what
you're saying. Then the universe will open it up because when we, I always say this to people, when we, you know, surrender and give in the grace of the universe, of God, right, then what actually happens is we get more of it because we appreciate what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's generating that beautiful gratitude energy. And when you generate that beautiful gratitude energy, then the universe gives back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's not going to give you more of what you want unless you appreciate what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So focus on what you want and you'll get it. You got to know what you want before you can get it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And ladies, do you have anything to say to her? I don't want to.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to say quickly, just say, and again, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody here, is that don't focus on what you want. Focusing on you want is that is focusing what you have lack of. Focus on what is your heart's desire. What is it that you truly desire to do? And put that out to the universe. You have to focus on what you desire. When you focus on what you want, all you're focusing on what you have lack of. Again, terminology has vibration, and you're putting it out to the universe. So you must very much watch what you're putting out to the universe. So speaking out loud, this is my heart's desire. Speak those words out loud, because I'm going to tell you, I have just taken a course on healing and whatnot. When you speak those words out loud and saying, my heart's desire is this, you're speaking to your subconscious mind, and you're reprogramming your subconscious mind. So I just want you to remember that.
Well, it's like a reprogramming right now, actually.
Well, you have to be careful with the words that you're saying, because you're reprogramming your subconscious mind. And so it's not, you're not going in, you're reprogramming what's happened in your past, because your subconscious mind, again, is taking in everything you speak out loud, everything that you say to yourself, everything that comes out of your mouth. So be very, very careful what you speak out, what you verbally speak out, because your subconscious mind will register and reprogramming. But it's that reprogramming that you need to say on a daily basis. So anyways, always come from my desire is, or my heart's desire. And I know personally, when I say my heart's desire, I'm resonating with myself at soul level, because I vibrate when I say those words. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
All righty.
That's all I have to say.
Fiona, did you want to add? Or Fiona, I'm sorry, Vivian, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I think, Rose, you said it so beautifully. And
thank you.
You said, and you said it beautifully. And what people don't realize too is what you said, Rose, is, and exactly, and just a different way to say it as well. Like you say, we are the power of three. But is, because sometimes we, like Amy was saying, well, I need to, you know, pay the bills. And we all do, right? But sometimes if we look at a job and we see something that it resonates, like say, okay, like you just said it, Ro, you said it perfectly, like a hairdresser, I'm counseling, different ways to look at that job.
Yeah.
And then you're going to really resonate, because your vibration is where you're supposed to be. And then with that, and then then more doors open, because you're where you're supposed to do. You took the first step. And I think Rose and Fiona, you said it beautifully. Beautifully said.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Okay, call in. Let us know how you make out. Okay.
Okay. Infinite love and gratitude.
Thank you.
Right.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. So another caller, Rose?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. We're going to go back to that Skype caller. Hello. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. There you
Hi.
Are. You, very good. There, we hear you now. Okay.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm sorry, I was distracted. People just decide to park in my parking hole at the top of my driveway.
Well, that's right. I figured something happened. That's why we came back to you. Okay.
Yeah. I ran to try and find them, but they've gone, so now they've taken a space. And I've got movers coming today. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, I have a guest house. I have a house, and I'm kind of in the stage of, I'm not sure about renting my guest house or just leaving it and selling the whole property in a few months. Do you see me moving or relocating, or
So
my
as we can connect with you, what's your name, Tricia? You read my mind. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the San Bernardino Mountains.
Beautiful. Okay. Fiona, did you want to start this time?
No, I'm just kind of, I have to have a couple of minutes here. Sorry.
Okay.
So, ask me the question again. So you're wondering, could you repeat the question for me?
Yes. I brought a house to do up as a repo, and I'm pretty close to, like, in that energy of getting it finished. And I kind of feel like I may be kind of relocating, but I have a guest house that just became vacant, you know, with someone couldn't fund it anymore as a rent, so they moved. And I'm just wondering, should I rent it again or just leave it and have it empty as part of the package when I sell it versus having someone already in it for new buyers, you know? I mean, they have to move if the new buyers don't want them there, but I'm just...
Well, you know what, and this is just quickly what I picked up. To me, right away when you said about having a tenant in there, absolutely, get another tenant in, but make sure that you then let the tenant know that there's a possibility of that you're going to be selling, and there is a possibility that the new owners might wish. And I don't know why, it's very, very strong. To me, that's going to be your selling. That's what I'm getting because it's coming through so strongly. That's going to be a selling potential that the new buyers are going to want, that they've got this cottage and that they've got a renter in it, so it's going to be bringing income in for them. That's what's going to be one of your selling features, is that it's rentable. So the next step that they're giving me, and I'm hearing this, is that I believe that you need to make sure you get, and I'm wanting you to put out that you are going to get the best renter to come in this in your guest house in this property, so that the new owners are going to just be very, very grateful for having such an awesome renter in this little guest cottage. So I'm putting out so you set the intention that the next renter you're going to have is going to be the perfect renter.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to. And I also would like to have someone that will allow me a little bit of freedom in the next few months or whatever to travel, that can be there with my animals. I thought that was the last person, but she ended up working miles away and was never here. So, but that's something that I've been wanting myself as well. And so you see me moving. You see me relocating.
Well, I see once you decide to put the house on the market, I'm seeing that having that perfect renter is going to be the key component that's going to allow you to sell. So I'm not sure if you might have to go through a couple of people or not. They're not giving me that. All I know is that I saw once you have that perfect renter in place, that's going to be your selling thing for when you decide to sell.
Okay.
And I'm not getting it. I'm not getting a time frame at all for when that is going to happen.
I do get very selective with who's there that close. You know, I scan people out very quickly with their wording, their terminology, and a lot of things. And also on Facebook, check them all out. Not in judgment, just in it's a very peaceful place that I've created. And so I want that sereneness as well. Can I ask you, I'm writing something right now that's a musical. And do you see, it's going to have to be a collaboration. Do you see this moving forward as part of my next energy and work project?
Okay, so what I'm getting right away is you need to start to trust your own gut feelings, and I think you have. But I want you to go in and trust your own gut feelings, your own intuitive abilities that you do possess to make those answers for you. Because I think once you start trusting and stop the self-doubt with where you're going and what's happening, you need to just start trusting. You have, but something's coming up that's making you not trust your own self-doubt or trusting your own gut feelings of what you're getting.
Okay.
So this is your own journey of stepping into the next. Stepping into the next place, but we really have to go here because there's been quite a few questions. But
thank you
all
so
right.
Much.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you. And thank you for calling in and keep listening.
Yes, ladies,
it's been a wonderful show. We've had a lot of callers. I noticed a thread running through all these callers, and we may do an upcoming show on it, hopefully. We'll talk about that, ladies. But I want to thank everybody for listening in, and know that you can tune in to any of our shows. We have one on every day of the week. And I want to give my beautiful co-host here the opportunity to say where they can be reached if someone wants to have a full reading from them. So, Vivian, where can you be reached?
Oh, on Facebook, Vivian Aubin, AUBIN. Also, my website, allthatwillbe.com.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Fiona?
And
yes,
thank you,
I'm
Rose.
On Facebook, Fiona Miller, MILLAR. And you can go to my website, which is www.fionapsychic.com. And Rose, what about you?
You can reach me on Facebook. That's the easiest way to reach me. Just message me if you would like a reading. Sometimes I offer specials. I teach classes. I have a lot of things coming up, and I post them on there in case you're interested. And you can also call me directly at 217-556-1021. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you. And thank you, ladies, for the show today. Great readings, and thank you, all you listeners. We really love that you call in, and we love to hear your questions and comments, and we thank you so much for listening to our show. Right, because we wouldn't do it without you. So,
exactly.
You know, ladies, it's always a party with spirit.
Beautiful, beautiful. Remember, smile. Your smile will change the world.
Have a great day.